Hey, thanks for being a part of the conversation. Let's do it. Let's play it forward. These are real people with real stories. The struggle to play it forward. Episode number 623 is with U.S. Ambassador Ira Shapiro, the author of the book, The Betrayal, How Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans Abandoned America.
Talk to me about this book, Ira, because this book in itself is very interesting in the way that it speaks the truth in a way that we are pushing things away, if you know what I mean. You're bringing it right back to us, and we've got to listen to it.
Well, thank you. Look, the book, first of all, this is a new edition of a book that came out actually 2 years ago. And I wrote the book essentially because it seemed to me that the catastrophic failure of government was the Senate Republicans' failure to stop Donald Trump. When they had repeated opportunities to do so, and when they understood fully the danger that Trump posed to our country, and they chose not to act. You know, it's one thing to have a corrupt and overreaching president, but our system is supposed to be strong enough to deal with that. Other institutions are supposed to step up,
yep,
particularly the Senate. That's their responsibility. And they failed it with consequences that were catastrophic and are continuing. If they had done their jobs, we would not have Donald Trump able to run for president again.
Yeah.
And we would not see the legal system struggling as hard as it is to deal with this problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that it's like people stood on the sidelines to say, he'll fail himself. Let him fail on his own. And he didn't.
Well, I think to some extent that is true. Particularly, I believe that was Mitch McConnell's calculation when, after condemning Trump very harshly for inciting the January 6th attack. I mean, McConnell gave speeches that were as strong as anybody's condemning Trump, but then voted to exonerate him. And I think he thought that, well, Trump is pretty strong still politically in my party, but he'll wither away. And that was a terrible miscalculation.
Now, one of the things that, especially in more recent times, my eye is also on Marjorie Taylor Greene in the way that she made a comment about Mike Johnson, in that he can't even raise money for the party. Well, Mitch McConnell was that guy that used to raise all that money. That's a lot of power for a guy.
No question. I mean, look, I'm a very harsh critic of Mitch McConnell, a longstanding critic. But that criticism coexists with my recognition that he was a superb political strategist and tactician, and someone who essentially, through his fundraising skill, put himself at the center not only of Republican politics, but was a very dominant force in our country. He raised unprecedented amounts of money, gave it to, spread it around for Republican senators, and basically repaid the donors of the Republican Party with legislative and regulatory results. So, no, McConnell has been a remarkably powerful force in our country. I always give him credit for all the good he's done, but it doesn't take very many pages.
When you write a book like this, do you feel like that you're a historian writing for the future, or do you feel like a journalist where you're saying, hey, look, we got to stay in the present. You need to know what's going on and quit ignoring me?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. It's actually a little of both, okay. I think. You know, McConnell waxed philosophical recently. In February, he said, history will settle every account. And to some extent, I'm trying to contribute to settling his account. So you hope that the book will be part of history, particularly because we've had so much disinformation and so many alternative facts that you'd like to try to get the record straight.
Yeah.
But as you know, Ara, the journalism has been described as the first draft of history. So you hope that it'll also be current enough to have some resonance even in the elections that are coming up, particularly Senate elections, like why it's important to have Democratic senators, not Republican senators.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a change when McConnell steps down. I mean, I can't imagine how we can even forecast what that change is going to be and what the replacement will be.
I agree with that. And I can't forecast it. I will, and I don't pick who's going to be the next leader because I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will say that the key factor in this, as in so many things, is the outcome of the presidential election. If Donald Trump were able to get elected again, that would be a terrible blow for the country.
Yep.
But it would also mean that he will pick another MAGA Republican to be the Senate Republican leader.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's J.D. Vance or Marsha Blackburn, there are any number of them. If Trump is defeated, there's a possibility that one of the less extreme Republicans, one of the McConnell team, might still emerge. But it all depends on the presidential election.
I still sit back and not laugh, but I do ponder, though, Matt Gaetz, in the way that this guy thinks he's got a voice. He thinks he's making a difference, but he won't step up to that next level where he can actually make a difference.
Well, look, and they use the word conservative is overused.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm afraid we're all stuck with that formulation, liberal versus conservative. There's nothing conservative about Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Chip Roy. They're extreme. Mm-hmm. They're extreme. The Republican Party has had a very extreme wing and a turn to extremism since the Freedom Caucus, back in 2010. Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are performers.
Yeah.
Performative outrage. They're not there to do anything legislatively for the country. And it was gratifying to me to see Mike Johnson finally step up and recognize that most of the House overwhelmingly supported aid to Ukraine as well as Israel and Taiwan. I wish he had done it sooner, but the point is he recognized that he could not let the most extreme wing of his party run the House and destroy the ability to help Ukraine.
The cover of the book, I know we're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but the cover itself is scary. And it serves as such a reminder of it's not just one man running this party. It's taken a whole entire foundation to make this thing happen.
Well, look, it's clear that a couple of things come together, I'm afraid. And the cover, you're nice to mention the cover, which has Trump and McConnell sort of interchangeable and McConnell up front. Trump had a profound effect in moving the party because he made it into more of a populist insurgent party and an extreme party.
Mm-hmm.
McConnell would perceive himself, I think correctly, as over a long period of time, the embodiment of the Republican Party. But he moved with the party because he supported Trump on key things. He did a lot to get Trump elected originally by holding up Merrick Garland's nomination, which allowed Trump to rally the evangelical base. And McConnell, who was, a garden variety mainstream Republican, moved with the party to some extent. Now, he's never moved enough to satisfy the MAGA extremists. But the point is, and this is like not politics, it's more morality and ethics, right? Here's someone who knows absolutely that Donald Trump is a danger to the country and a danger to national security and our allies.
Yeah.
He knows that. He's worked with seven presidents. He knows that. And yet he endorses him again. you know, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with his thinking there? Doesn't he owe Mitch McConnell, after all these years in his privileged position, doesn't he owe the country more than that?
Yeah, yeah. You brought up the evangelicals. That's one thing that's really kind of being talked about is the Christian nationalists. Do you see them playing a part in this?
Well, I think it's important part of what the Republican Party has become.
Yeah.
I do think that it has been increasingly driven by a white Christian nationalist movement that has taken over much of the party. I'm not saying it's the only thing that's in that party, but it's a very significant force. And interestingly, Trump and to some extent McConnell, but mostly Trump, are dealing with the backlash from the rest of the country, particularly with respect to the abortion issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Where can people go to find out more about you as well as your book?
Thank you. Easy for authors, it's always easiest to find the book on Amazon.
Yeah.
Although I love bookstores, it's easiest to find the book on Amazon. It's also www.irishshapiroauthor.com, which has a lot about me and about the articles and books that I've written.
Wow. I can't wait to talk to you again. And I hope I get to talk to you after the election, because your knowledge and your spirit is just it's very addictive. And especially inside that book, those pages are very educational.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate your reading it. I wrote the book. I didn't expect to write another book. The catastrophic failure of the Senate Republicans in the worst year, one of the worst years in memory, 2020, prompted me to write it. And what we've been put through for the last 3 years, particularly as Trump has risen again to be a presidential candidate, didn't have to happen.
Yep.
Shouldn't have happened. Should have ended already.
Well, through you, we learn. Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, sir.
Oh, don't be too generous. I'll take you up on it.
All right, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thanks so much, Eric.